John McEwen spent a recent Sunday afternoon outside a Helena Brewery, clipboard in hand.
Hi folks, would you like to sign my petition?
McEwen is asking passersby to support two constitutional initiatives. One would create an open primary where the top four candidates advance regardless of party. Another measure would require candidates for top offices to earn more than 50% of the vote to win. McEwen says the proposals can be complicated to explain to some.
Occasionally it'll take a 5 or 10 minute explanation, then you remind them it's only to get it on the ballot. You know, you don't have to vote for it.
The group behind the initiatives, Montanans for Election Reform, say they've collected more than 200,000 signatures total for the initiatives from all 56 counties, more than enough to secure two spots on the ballot. However, nothing's final until local county officials verify the signatures. A group of moderate Republicans is driving the initiative's campaign, saying the new election systems will give voters more choice and force candidates to be accountable to a broader electorate. And there's bipartisan support for that. Former Democratic lawmaker Mary Sheehy Moe urged voters at a Wednesday press conference to get behind the initiatives.
So that we can once again elect leaders who truly represent Montana values and respond to Montana issues.
The Montana GOP launched a ranked choice voting task force to oppose a top four primary system. In a statement, GOP Chair Don Kaltschmidt equated a top four primary to ranked choice voting and said it'll erode public trust in elections. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Reiger.